It's March 20th, 2012. The time is 6:30 p.m. Everybody, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And I'd like you to remain standing afterwards for a moment of silence for former Board of Supervisor member William Ulm.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start tonight with a presentation on Irish American Heritage Month in Stanislaus County, and I'd invite Helen Moore and come on up here.
Oh, you wanted to call me? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Good evening, and thank you for coming down tonight. Well, this board was challenged by a couple of the Italians on our board. So a couple of Irishmen decided that we could do the same and honor Irish Americans during the month of March, St. Patrick's Day. We do have a proclamation I'd like to read. The Board of Supervisors Resolution of Stanislaus County, whereas our diverse nation has been shaped by the sacrifices and successes of those who crossed both land and sea in pursuit of a common dream. For millions of Americans, this journey began in Ireland. And whereas in the wake of the great hunger, many sons and daughters of Erin came to our shores seeking a brighter day with only courage and the enduring values of faith and family to sustain them. Alongside many others who sought a better life in the new nation, These immigrants built strong communities and helped forge our country's future. And whereas during Irish American Heritage Month, we honor the contributions Irish Americans have made and celebrate the nearly 40 million among us who proudly trace their roots back to Ireland. And whereas the Declaration of Independence is signed by 9 patriots of Irish descent. And whereas the United States Congress first proclaimed March as Irish American Heritage Month in 1995. The President issues a proclamation each year commemorating the month of March as Irish American Heritage Month. The world's first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in New York City on March 17, 1762. The parade became an annual event with President Harry Truman attending the parade in 1948. Now, therefore, it be resolved the Board of Supervisors of Stanislaus County, State of California, does hereby proclaim March 2012 is Irish American Heritage Month. Helen, we'd like to present this to you, and would you like to say anything from the Irish Society?
I'm very honored to be accepting this on behalf of the Irish Society of Stanislaus County. And thank you for thinking of us, and we'll bear it proudly, and hopefully we'll do justice to our heritage in the future.
Alton, do you want to say anything?
I think
okay, our second presentation tonight is Karate Keys Police Activity League Program. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Supervisors, CEO, and my dear friend, the Senator. Hi, I'm Ed Forsythe. My partner, come on up here, Francisco Ramirez, who's a fellow sensei, and Alfredo, where are you? Alfredo Guerrera, who is the executive director of PAL. I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to speak here. while back, I heard our former chairman, my friend the senator, challenge the people in the community to make a difference. And I took that challenge, and I talked to my friend Adam Christensen, and he lined us up with Alfredo when we started the karate program. If you could do the slideshow, please. We started September 12th was our first birthday, 2011, and we started, and we have a little article that talks about the keys program. We instill discipline 3 days a week. We have three classes. We're volunteers. We teach Metalcon karate. If you remember, have you ever seen Karate Kid? That is our system. Wax on, wax off. Our master was a national treasure in Japan. Both Francisco and I just returned from Japan from spending almost 2 weeks there at a demonstration. They had 5,000 people at the demonstration. Everybody but the premier came. These are a couple of pictures of the class and the facilities. This is our facilities. You have the community. You help sponsor it. Let's see. These are some more pictures. And gives you an idea of what we do. One of the hardest things for the kids to do, especially the little dragons, you know, the ones that are about so tall, to have them stand at Kosuke, which is here, for 1 minute. That skill is very translatable into the classroom. The kids that participate in our program have a lot more discipline in the class, at least that's what the teachers are reporting to us. Yes, next one. We had a flag ceremony, and Adam Christensen was there, and a deputy, and the congressman got us a flag, and it was an American flag flown over the United States Capitol, and we dedicated that to the center. It's huge. It's a little bigger than 4 feet by 8 feet. It's a big flag, and now the center has a flag. And the last picture is more of the same. That event filled the center. We had literally hundreds of people. We had a parade. It was, I believe, the first parade that the community has had. We had the Central Valley High School have a marching band, the full band, marched through the city. People came out in the streets, and they couldn't believe it. They said, what is going on? It was like the Pied Piper walking, snaking through, and we ended up back at the center. It was a great event. That's it. Thank you. We have an award. I was told to be brief. For those of you who know me, I'm in the insurance business, so I can ramble. We do have an award. We had what is believed to be the largest single graduating yellow belt class in the history of the Metalcon organization. That is our organization. 89 kids and adults. It's huge. We took a picture of it. Then I thought, being the entrepreneur that I am, let's take the senator's challenge and let's make it a little better. And so what we did was I had them sign it. I had a poster made. I had them sign it. And you can tell the ones that are in nursery school and the ones that are a little higher up. I'd like to dedicate this to you. Vito, if you could come down. You're our representative for the area. By the way, thank you for your support. By the way, when you look at the picture, you'll see the little brackets here. Each one of those brackets represents a name. And those are the people who are in the club. And they're almost all from Keys. We only have one family that's not Keys-based. Most of the kids walk to the dojo in their geese. And there is the supervisor.
Hey, man. I'm in up there really quick.
Okay.
First question is,
yes, sir.
How much did this cost the county?
Well, this is going to please you. I took the challenge. My friend took, my partner took the challenge with the help of Pal and the county. It costs you nothing. This is a freestanding unit, and it doesn't cost you anything other than providing the facilities for us. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of things that this county is doing well, and I think the cooperative effort between the entrepreneurial spirit between business and the meeting with private enterprise is expressed very well here. I think we're having a real impact, but I got to thank you for the use of the community facility, because without that, frankly, it would be unaffordable. We charge $20 a month if you can pay for it. A third of our people really don't have the money. A third of them are on partial scholarship, and a third of them can actually pay the $20 tuition. The normal tuition is between $60 and $125 in this community. With your help, we're able to make a material impact on today's youth in the community. It's a tremendous program, and I got to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I wear this patch over my heart, but you guys are right over that. You're making a difference in the city of Keys by supporting the PAL program and with the use of the community center. Thank you very much.
Mr. Persak, I think we need to thank you very much for your dedication. Programs like these give something for our kids to do that are productive and make them better citizens, and you and your team are what make this thing incredible.
Well, I've got my partner here, and American Chevrolet, he works for American Chevrolet. American Chevrolet works with him, so he can be there. We work with Alfredo Guerrero from PAL, and your support, you know, it really makes this work. But thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Any comments from Board of Supervisors?
Enjoy the comment. Oh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You don't need to come. Did you have comments, Vito?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Really quickly tell a story about the first time that Ed had called me and wanted me to come by graduation. I'd heard that there was a program going on, and when I got there, I was absolutely stunned when he talked about his graduation. So there were 89 kids and adults there, whole families, and probably another 200-plus family members. And seeing the excitement on these kids' face, because there's not a lot of activities to do in Keys, there's not, other than the school and the fire department, there's not a lot to rally around. And this has become, almost legendary in a short amount of time. So Ed, Francisco, Alfredo with the PAL program, Deputy Crane, who serves the community and keeps the community safe in Keys, I applaud all your efforts. I can't say enough. The fact that you took this over, and you're right, Supervisor, then Chairman called for volunteerism, Supervisor Monteith, and you've taken it to a new level. I would challenge the community to follow your lead and do what you've done. I so much appreciate it. Keys is a better place because of you. And so thank you. And Francisco.
Very good. Thank you. I'm going to move on to public comment, but it's kind of an unscheduled presentation. I'd like to invite Frank Johnson, NAACP, up. Good evening.
Good evening, Supervisor. Yes, this is hard to follow with such a wonderful proclamation and a presentation, and now that we know that karate experts will be the next budget counselors for the county. With all this good coming out, which you don't come to too many board meetings and it's positivism from the beginning to the end. But needless to say that we must not stop recognizing those that are making a change in the county. And I'd like to bring up Birgit Flanaker. Many years she has been instrumental in many, many changes that have taken place in Stanislaus County. And the NAACP would like to present her with this plaque, which is truthfully long overdue. And Ms. Birgit Flanaker, I would like to say for your outstanding contribution and support to our community and to your diversity awareness, we'd like to present you this plaque and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And what else can we say?
Very much.
Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to very quickly say that I'm very proud and honored that they took the time and made the effort to recognize me. It is really appreciated. So thank you very much.
We'll continue on public comment. This is the time of the agenda where anybody can address this board on any issue that is not on the agenda tonight. Anybody wish to address this board under public comment? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. Does any Board of Supervisors wish any item to be pulled off consent calendar for separate vote or separate discussion? Seeing none, does any member of the audience wish to comment on any item on consent calendar tonight? Seeing none, I'll bring it back and entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve consent.
Motion by Withrow.
Second.
Second by DeMartini. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Okay, we'll move on to item B7, approval to apply for the Department of Justice Office of Violence Against Women Fiscal Year 2012 grant.
Good evening, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board, Ms. Nina, Mr. Doring. My name is Stan Risen with the Chief Executive Office, and joining me at the staff table this evening is Sandy Regalo, also with the Chief Executive Office, and she's going to introduce our item this evening. We're here to ask for your support of a grant application and acceptance of award, if approved, with the Department of Justice for our Family Justice Center. Sandy?
Hello. My name is Sandy Regalo, Management Consultant in the Chief Executive Office. The Stanislaus Family Justice Center opened its doors on November 1, 2010, through the efforts of many agencies representing law enforcement, social services, mental health, community-based nonprofit organizations, faith-based organizations, and city and county governments. The center is operated by the Stanislaus Family Justice Center Foundation. Their mission is to provide a safe and compassionate environment to foster hope and healing while raising public awareness and support. The Family Justice Center model provides a combination of programs, services, and interventions in one location to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse. Stanislaus County currently has an open fiscal year 2010 arrest program grant award in the amount of $675,000 from the Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women through September 30, 2012. And is eligible to apply for $650,000 in continuation funding for the period of October 1, 2012 through September 30, 2014. Tom Ciccarelli, Executive Director of the Family Justice Center, and Lisa Mantero Moore, Board Chair, are here to report the results of the center's first year in operation. After their presentation, your board will be asked to approve two staff recommendations authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to submit an application to the Department of Justice for the continuation of funding and to accept the funding if awarded.
Good evening.
Thank you, Sandy. I really am so delighted to be here tonight in this capacity as the President of the Stanislaus Family Justice Center Foundation Board. When I was previously before many of you, we were only operating and hoping we had a facility, hoping we could provide services to the community. And now here in front of you a year and a half later, and here we are doing it. We're very excited at the work we've done at the facility, the people we've served, and the collaboration between the number of partner agencies we have and Stanislaus County representatives. Monica, your team has been outstanding. Supervisors, your support has been wonderful. Without the district attorney's office, their staff, we would not be here today. We have served over 830 clients in the past year. We had no idea what our numbers would be. We saw 32 children during the month of January for crimes against children. These are outrageous numbers, but the point is that people are being seen and services are being received. As a one-stop facility, co-location for services for victims of domestic violence and crimes against children, we're able to provide the opportunity for people to heal and use the services of the county and other local mandatory opportunities are available to them. People are not traveling to the different county centers. They're all at one-stop, one location so that the process can begin for them to be able to remove themselves from the situation they may be in and get the help they need. We're very excited to have a number of partners available to us, including the Haven, the District Attorney's Office, the Sheriff's Office, the Modesto Police Department, and this grant has been an excellent opportunity for us to further our advancement in the community, reaching out to all areas of the community. Although we are based in Modesto, we're working on a number of programs to bring people in from the outlying areas of Modesto, including the west and east side of Stanislaus County. The continuation of this grant will allow us to continue providing additional services and staffing needs to assist the victims in our community and move forward. Out of the people we see, it's not just the victims, it's their families, the children, parents, whoever is living at the residence where this may be occurring. So it's a great opportunity for us to be able to reach out and provide services through the other partners we have, including Prop 10 funding, as well as California Emergency Management Agency also provided us some funding opportunity as well. So in spite of having these other funding sources, it's imperative that we go forward with the OVW grant, as we're requesting tonight, to be able to provide the level of services that we've been accustomed to and increase the people we're reaching out to in the community. Tom, is there anything else we can add? Well, thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions?
No questions.
I just want to say that the county's opportunity to administer the grant for us has been remarkable. Your staffing with Sandy and the team before her has been outstanding, and seriously, they are to be commended for their excellent skills. So thank you.
May I make a comment?
Supervisor Martin.
From the Board of Supervisors and the people of California and Stanislaus County is what I meant to say. We want to thank you for what you've accomplished. You stepped forward and helped fill a need that we had, and it's just overwhelming to see the response of the people in Stanislaus County addressing the needs. And you have stepped forward with your foundation, and I can't think of anyone who's more capable of putting hands into applying for additional monies. So thank you.
Thank you very much. It's appreciated. We really have done this as a collaboration of efforts, and if it weren't for the District Attorney's Office and support of the county, we would not be here today.
Very good.
Thank you.
Is there more to the staff report?
Just the recommendations that are before you to approve. So,
CEO Nina?
I'd like to thank Lisa and Tom. Lisa, this is another excellent example of both a public and private partnership that both with your leadership as that chair, more than a year, I know it was over 2 years when I was involved with it, and the participation of our district attorney, Birgit Flatiger, and Tom, you coming in and running it as executive director. We can't thank you enough, and thank you for sustaining that public and private partnership, another excellent success story.
Thank you.
Yeah. My comments would be very similar. I had the opportunity to come over and visit early about a month ago, and the amount of partnerships is what's incredible with the center. And, you know, it makes it the best that we can as a community to provide a one-stop shop for these victims so they don't have to tell their story over and over again. So congratulations on the center.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work.
We were fortunate to have the Undersecretary for Calima today touring the facility in response to their funding us and programming it through the Sheriff's Office. And the Sheriff's Office has been a tremendous partner here and will continue to do so with this additional funding, so we appreciate the support.
Very good. Thank you. Recommendations?
Okay. We're asking that you authorize the Chief Executive Officer to submit an application for funding to the Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women Fiscal Year 2012 grant to encourage arrest policies and enforcement of protection orders program in the amount of $650,000 and accept funding if awarded, and authorize the Chief Executive Officer or her designee to sign and execute the grant application due on March 26, 2012.
Any further questions or comments from Board of Supervisors? Any comments from audience members? Looking for action?
Okay, I'd like to make a recommendation to two staff, or to accept the two staff recommendations and welcome Sandy to the front table.
Motion by Chiesa.
I'll second that.
Second by Withrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Item B8, approval to appoint members of the 11 oversight boards of successor agencies in Stanislaus County.
Good evening, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board, Ms. Nino and Mr. Doring. Angela Freitas, interim director for the Planning Community Development Department. The item that we're presenting to you this evening is the appointment of members to the 11 oversight boards of the successor agencies of Stanislaus County. With me this evening is Raul Mendez with the CEO's office. The process of bringing this item to the board this evening has been really a joint effort, with planning focused on the technical aspects of the oversight board operations and the CEO's office focused on the logistics of the oversight board appointments. As the board is aware, under the Redevelopment Agency Dissolution Act, all of the redevelopment agencies in California have been dissolved effective February 1st, 2012. This included 11 agencies within Stanislaus County. The Dissolution Act establishes successor agencies to oversee the wind down of the redevelopment agencies. The successor agencies in general are the sponsoring communities for the former redevelopment agency. However, sponsoring communities did have the option to elect not to serve as a successor agency. And in Stanislaus County, one community, the City of Riverbank, has elected not to be the successor agency. In Riverbank, the successor agency is the designated local authority comprised of three members of the public that were appointed by the state governor. All successor agencies, including the designated local authority in Riverbank, must establish an independent oversight board. The oversight boards are responsible for actions that include but aren't limited to establishment of recognized obligation payment schedules, known as the ROCs, refunding of outstanding bonds and other debt, and responsible for directing the disposal of all assets and properties, transfer of housing responsibilities, and determining if contracts and agreements should be terminated or renegotiated. The general structure of the oversight board is seven members comprised of two appointments by the Board of Supervisors, one appointment by the Superintendent of Education, one appointment by the Chancellor of California Community Colleges, one appointment by the largest special district taxing entity, and one appointment of an employee representative of the sponsoring community. In addition to those, there is one appointment by either the mayor of the agency that formed the agency, or one appointment by the largest city with acreage in the territory of the redevelopment agency when it was either a county or a JPA. Raul will now go over the specific Board of Supervisors appointments being recommended this evening.
Thank you, Angela.
Here in Stanislaus County, as most of you are aware, there are 11 former redevelopment agencies, now successor agencies, representing the communities of Stanislaus County, Stanislaus Ceres, Modesto, Turlock, Ceres, Riverbank, Oakdale, Patterson, Newman, Houston, and Waterford. As such, the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors is required to make 23 appointments to the Oversight Board in the county. In order to accomplish this daunting task of making the 23 appointments, our office met with the board and essentially developed a plan for how we would go about doing this. The recommended plan included one member from the Board of Supervisors sitting on each of the 11 oversight boards. In addition, one member of the public was also selected to also sit on the board. In identifying the individual, we were looking to identify individuals that had some experience with redevelopment and also with public sector operations. And last, as Angela mentioned, for the Stanislaus County Redevelopment Agency, now a successor agency, the Board of Supervisors was also required to appoint an employee representative of the former redevelopment agency. This slide depicts the recommended members of the Board of Supervisors, and in summary, you'll note that Supervisor O'Brien would be appointed to Oakdale, Riverbank, and Waterford. Supervisor Chiesa would be appointed to Houston and Turlock. Supervisor Withrow would be appointed to Stanislaus County and Stanislaus Ceres. Supervisor Monteith would be appointed to Modesto. And Supervisor DeMartini would be appointed to Ceres, Newman, and Patterson. Very obvious that the goal here was to make sure that was that there was some balance across the county for these oversight boards. This slide depicts the recommended members that are being recommended for the public member seats to 9 out of the 11 oversight boards in Stanislaus County. Stanislaus County, the recommended public member would be Brad Hahn, Oakdale, Farrell Jackson, Riverbank, Curtis Lindberger, Waterford, Jeff Montgomery, Turlock, Kurt Andre, Modesto, Ernest Foote, Newman, Vicki Lucas, Patterson, Howard Sword, and then Stanislaus Ceres, former board member, Paul Caruso. As mentioned, the Board of Supervisors is also required to make an appointment to the Stanislaus County successor agency individual who would essentially be a representative of the former redevelopment agency staff. The recommended individual is Mr. Jim Duvall. Mr. Jim Duvall is a well-respected retired member of the Stanislaus County family. Some of you probably had an opportunity to work with Mr. Duvall and know that he put in over 27 years of public service to this community. Mr. Duvall was actually with our planning department when the Stanislaus County Redevelopment Agency was formed, and it only seems fitting that he would be involved with the winding down of their activities. Also want to mention that there are two seats that are still pending, and those are for the successor agencies in Ceres and Houston. I know that we, as early as earlier this week, were confirming those two individuals. I've been working with both Supervisor Chiesa and Supervisor DeMartini, along with some of the city partners from those jurisdictions, and we are looking to bring back those two appointment recommendations to you on the 27th of this month.
To assist with the transition from a redevelopment to a successor agency, the County Planning Department, along with staff from the CEO's office and County Council, have facilitated a monthly successor agency collaborative to bring together staff from the various successor agencies in Stanislaus County to discuss duties, responsibilities, and the work ahead. The County Auditor Controller and her staff have also been active participants in the collaborative. Staff from the various successor agencies, along with the designated local authority members from Riverbank, have also been taking part in regional training opportunities provided by the California Redevelopment Association that have been covering topics relating to housing, auditing, bonds, and general implementation of the Dissolution Act. Locally, on March 23rd, the county is hosting an oversight board training, which Raul will now speak to.
Yeah, this workshop that's actually scheduled for this Friday is a workshop that's being provided based on a collective need to bring together some information to share with individuals that are going to be assuming these roles and responsibilities, whether on an oversight board or a successor agency. As such, we've been working with the Planning and Community Development Department, County Council, the Auditor Controller to develop a program for the day. The event is scheduled to take place, like I mentioned, this Friday, March 23rd, starting at noon and ending at 5:30. It's an afternoon session. Some of the items that will be discussed include a primer on the Redevelopment Agency Dissolution Act, an update on the oversight board composition countywide. As most of you are aware, your city partners, counterparts have also been taking similar actions in recent weeks, and we've developed a matrix, a comprehensive matrix, so that we have information in terms of who is all sitting on these various oversight boards. Our auditor controller is also scheduled to be in attendance to provide some information on the auditing requirements of the successor agencies. And then last but not least, County Council has graciously agreed to offer an ethics training to ensure that individuals that may be new to some of this work have an opportunity to come into compliance with the AB 1234 ethics training requirement of public officials. That session has been moved to the end of the workshop so that if an individual is there for the entire day but has already taken an ethics training, they can opt to not attend the ethics training, although I know Jack and Tom are scheduled to put on a good program there.
The next deadline facing successor agencies is the April 15th deadline for submitting an oversight board approved recognized obligation payment schedule, the ROPS, to the County Auditor Controller and State Department of Finance for certification. Approved and certified ROPS are needed in order for the successor agencies to receive property tax increment needed to cover the debt payments. With the oversight board appointments in place and the various successor agencies will begin the process of finalizing oversight board meeting dates and conducting the meetings. Stanislaus County successor agency is looking to hold a workshop on April 4th to provide its oversight board members with an overview of all the items that are listed on the ROPS and to have the oversight board consider approval of the ROPS on April 12th. With that, that concludes our presentation. If there are any questions, we'll be glad to address them.
Any questions or comments from board members?
What happens if someone drops out off of this? Do we continue reappointing?
We would go back to the authority that appointed the person and ask for a new appointment. The oversight boards just need a quorum in order to continue operating, so we would operate as long as there's a quorum.
Yeah. All right, any comments from audience members tonight? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board.
So move if there are no questions or comments.
Motion by Bonteith.
Second that.
Second by Woodrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0.
Thank you
very much. Okay, move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the State Wildlife Conservation Board regarding approval of the acquisition of the Dos Rios Ranch in Stanislaus County for 1,603 acres.
Refer to Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a letter from the State Fish and Game Commission regarding proposed 2012-2013 big game hunting regulations.
Refer to Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received a letter from the State Department of Finance regarding implementation of process for county redevelopment successor agencies.
Refer to Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a copy of the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District 2011 annual report.
We acknowledge receipt of report.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of the claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports? All right. legislative fiscal management report?
No, there isn't.
All right, then this meeting is adjourned.